Okay, December 31st. This is Man Tefillin, the time for wearing Tefillin. Okay, this month's shiur is being sponsored by Fran and Arnie Rachwager and family in memory of Naftali Hertz and Yaakov Rachwager, Munza Mindel Basser, Alexander Ebish Rachwager. Continuing with Tefillin, left off a couple of weeks ago. I want to speak a little bit tonight about the Zman of the Mitzvah of Tefillin, particularly the issue in terms of wearing Tefillin at night and the issue of wearing Tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov with the interesting part in terms of the status of Tefillin and Chol HaMoed. So in terms of the Zman of Tefillin, the Gemara Maseches Benachos, apparently my Mekom is close to following Machlekes HaTanoim, Tesayin Yivishamarta Sachukah Zos Tumadam Yamim Yamima. Everything revolves around how to learn Pshat in this Pasuk. The Pasuk is very unclear because the pasuk appears at the end of Parshas Kadesh, but it's not clear whether the pasuk is referring to the mitzvah of Tefillin, which happens to be the immediate psukim before that, or whether it's referring to the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, which is really the theme of that entire parsha. So comes the first time and says that this pasuk is in fact referring to Tefillin. Therefore, what is the meaning of it? What does it mean to observe the mitzvah of Tefillin miyom yamima? So says the Gemara the following drasha: Yamim v'lo leilos. This comes to teach me that one wears Tefillin only by day and not at night. And ni yamim v'lo ko yamim. This comes to tell me pratla shabbosos yamim tovim. This comes to exclude that there are certain days of the year when one does not wear tefillin, and those days being Shabbos and Yom Tov. Tiv Rabbi Yosef Gluli. So Rabbi Yosef Gluli has two drashas, two dinim in HaTorah, which are derived based on his understanding that this pasuk is in fact referring to tefillin. One is that min HaTorah, one does not wear tefillin at night, and number two that one min HaTorah, one does not wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva disagrees with the entire premise of Rabbi Yosef Gluli. So nemachu kazu el lepesah b'vad, that according to Rabbi Akiva, this pasuk is not even talking about tefillin, that it's referring to the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. The pasuk just means to bring in Korban Pesach. It doesn't mean you bring it every day. The Yom Yamima here, according to Rabbi Akiva, means once a year. The phrase Yom Yamima can either mean every day or can mean once a year. So according to the Yosef, who says it's referring to tefillin, obviously means every day. According to Rabbi Akiva, says it's referring to Korban Pesach, so it refers to once a year. So then, of course, the question becomes, if Rabbi Akiva disagrees with the drush of Rabbi Yosef Glili, that he interprets the pasuk not even referring to tefillin, what would Rabbi Akiva say about the two chidushim that Rabbi Yosef Glili had? Number one, that you don't wear tefillin at night, and number two, that you don't wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So we're going to come back to the Shabbos and Yom Tov part a little bit later, but at least in terms of the night part, so in fact the Gemara says that in Achinami, that according to Rabbi Akiva, you really do wear tefillin at night, at least at the level of deraisa. The Gemara concludes that although min HaTorah Rabbi Akiva holds you do wear tefillin at night, Midrabbanan Rabbi Akiva agrees that you don't wear tefillin at night, but for a different reason. Not based on pasuk, not based on gzeirah sakasuv, but it's a gzeirah midrabbanan. What's the gzeirah? That we're afraid you may come to fall asleep in your tefillin. And what will be so terrible if you fall asleep? So it may leave, liday bizayin. Certain things may happen during the course of sleeping. Shem yafiyach. Other things may happen, which may turn out to be a disgrace to the tefillin. So therefore, midrabbanan, you're not supposed to wear tefillin at night. So it comes out that I'll leave the kuli alma. Halach l'maisa, we do not wear tefillin at night. The question is, why not? According to Yosef Glili, it's a din min HaTorah because of yamim velo lelos. According to Rabbi Akiva, it's a din midrabbanan and gezeirah shema yishin b'hem. So at the end of the sugya, the very end, if you skip down, it's still the first of the nine makomos, but the last three lines. So the Gemara tells the following strange story. Gemara Avina, havi yasivna kamed Rav Ashi, that I was once sitting in front of Rav Ashi, the choshech l'niach tefillin, and it was dark already outside, and he was wearing tefillin. So the way many, at least many of the Rishonim assume Shabbos Gemara, we're going to see in a moment, we pass them like this, that it means as follows, that Rav Ashi wasn't actually putting on the tefillin at night, he had his tefillin on from the daytime, and even though it was dark, he didn't bother taking off his tefillin. So the Amri Leis, or Avinu, was wondering, how come he didn't take off his tefillin? After all, l'chora, you're mechuyav to take off your tefillin, either midaraisa or midrabanan. Either if you pass like Rabbi Yosi, you have to take him off, not to be in violation of the din of Yamim v'lo lelos. And according to Rabbi Akiva, you have to take him off in order not to be in violation of the gezeirah shemishin b'hem. So we ask Rav Ashi, how come you don't take them off? So the Amri Leis, l'shaman k'bar l'umar, maybe the reason why you're not taking them off is because you have nowhere to put them. You're afraid to take them off and leave them around. You're afraid that they may get stolen, so we may take them. So then the Gemara says, if the reason why you're wearing tefillin at night is l'shamran, so then it's okay. Then it's not considered to be a violation. Not mid HaTorah, not mid Rabbanan. So we ask Rav Ashi, the stomach out of the shot. Isn't that what's going on? That the only reason why you're permitting yourself to keep the tefillin on is because you're watching. Then the only in, yeah. So Rav Ashi said, yeah, you got it right. You were mechavin. That's the reason why. So the Chazis and Ladaitis and Ravina said he realized that that Rav Ashi was pulling his leg a little bit. The Labla Shaman Hubai, that Rav Ashi really was not only wearing the tefillin because he didn't have any other place to put them. but that he didn't take them off. Peshit, they didn't take them off. Why? Kasava halacha v'ein morin came, because Rav Ashi was of the opinion that if the tefillin were already on nigdei el yom, so then technically speaking, you're permitted to keep them on throughout the night. But v'ein morin came, you're not supposed to tell people that. You don't want to be mefarshim that halacha, because if you're mefarshim that halacha, that you're allowed to leave to keep the tefillin on, if they were put on behet in nigdei el yom, so it's going to lead l'idei michshol, the people are going to end up putting on tefillin lechatchil at night, which would be also either min haTorah or min derabbanan. So the reason why Rav Ashi didn't tell Ravina the truth is because a morin came, you're not supposed to tell people that. So at the end of the day, what comes out from the end of the sugya is as follows, that you still really can't tell whether we paskin that Laila is man tefillin min haTorah or not man tefillin min haTorah. You can't really tell why you're not allowed to put on tefillin b'Laila lechatchila, either because of Rabbi Yossi Shita or because of Rabbi Akiva's Gezeirah. It's still unclear from the Gemara. What seems to be clear from the end of the Gemara is that if the tefillin were actually put on with the El Yom, so then halacha l'maaseh, you're really allowed to keep on wearing the tefillin. The only thing is that you're not supposed to tell people. Somebody yes, you should give him a roundabout answer, not to be paskin the shayla l'maaseh. But in terms of mikra din, if the tefillin were on with the El Yom, then it's permitted to keep them on. So comes the Shulchan Aruch in second Limar Mekomas in Siman Lamed. So comes the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Aleph and says, Mana Hanachasan Babokir, that when is the earliest time that one is supposed to put on tefillin in the morning? What's not considered to be Laila anymore? Mishayiris Chaveh Ragali Moktas, Berichik Dal Amos Yakiren. This is the famous Mana Mishayakir, this is based on the Gemara Maseches Brachas, that says that Laila, for the purposes of tefillin, ends at the time of Mishayakir. So comes Sif Beis and says the Shulchan Aruch, he elaborates on what he said before. Also, aniach tefillin b'layla, that one is prohibited to wear tefillin, to put tefillin actually on at night. What's the reason? So here, finally, the Shulchan Aruch is going to take a stand. He's finally going to explain whether he passes like Rabbi Yosef Glila, whether he passes like Rabbi Akiva. So says the Mechaber quite clearly, Shema Yishkechem v'yishin b'ham, that the only reason why it's prohibited to wear tefillin at night is not min haTorah, because we reject the view of Rabbi Yosef Glili. It's purely midrabbanan. The whole reason is a gezeira that you may come to sleep in. So therefore, comes the Shulchan Aruch and says, if a person put on tefillin mibi el yom, and now it gets dark, we don't want to tell people to do it, following what the Gemara says before about the story between Ravina and Rav Ashi. So we know at least from the Shulchan Aruch that he passes that min haTorah, you're really allowed to put tefillin on even lechatchil at night. Midrabban, you're not allowed to. So now comes the Shulchan Aruch and Sif Gimel with the real punchline. Haya rotsa latzes laderech b'hashkama. Let's say a person has to get up very early and they have to put on tefillin even before the time of Mishayakir. It's not even a losa shach. It's not Mishmul of the night. It's 2 o'clock in the morning. A person has to get up and he wants to know if he's permitted to put on his tefillin. So I would have said, no, absolutely not. Either midaraisa or midarabatma. I say not allowed to. So comes the Mechaber and says, no, then it's okay. If you are mashkim laderech, means you already slept tonight, and now you're getting up and you're on your way, then it's mutter lechatchil to put the tefillin on. Why? Manichon. You can't make the bracha yet. Why are you allowed to put him on? Because the whole reason why you're not allowed to wear tefillin at night is gezeir, you may come to fall asleep. So that means if you haven't slept yet tonight, let's say if I would go home right now and I would go put on my tefillin, so that's an issur derabbanan. Why? Because I'm tired. It's 9:39. I've been running around all day, so there's a chance that I may fall asleep. If I go to sleep now and I wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning and I'm on the way to the airport to catch a flight, so then what are you afraid you're going to fall asleep? You're up ready for the day. You're dressed ready for the day. You're ready rolling. So comes the Shulchan Aruch and says, then the fear of Shema Yishar Man no longer applies. So the Mechaber got this kula from Rabbeinu Peretz. One of the Gedolei Rishonim came up with this idea that this only makes sense because we passed in Halacha that it's only an issur derabbanan of Shema Yishan. Whenever the Shema Yishan doesn't apply, i.e. in a situation where you're mashkim l'derech, so then the issur derabbanan doesn't apply as well. If you would have passed like Rabbi Yosef Glili, which in fact the Rambam happens to pass in, like the Rambam was rejected in the Shulchan Aruch, but the Rambam happens to pass in that min haTorah you're not allowed to wear tefillin at night. So according to the Rambam, there's no difference between mashkim l'derech and not mashkim l'derech. But we don't pass like the Rambam, we pass like the Shulchan Aruch. That's only an issur derabbanan, so mashkim l'derech doesn't apply. No, so this is a unique kula for Mashkin Maderech. It's unique because the idea of Mashkin Maderech means that I spent my night sleep already. My night sleep is from 10 o'clock until 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm up now, I'm up now for the day, so then it's okay. So then the question becomes, why shouldn't I be able to make a bracha? So the Mechaber is a little bit closer himself. The Mechaber says that you're allowed to put him on in the morning, but you have to wait until Mishayakir, until 6 o'clock in the morning, then you touch the tefillin a little bit, and then you make the bracha at that point. So the Shulchan Aruch is a little bit of a contradiction. If the Shulchan Aruch really paskins like Rabbeinu Peretz, that whenever the svar of Shema Yishan doesn't apply, so then the mitzvah of tefillin is in full force, so then it should be mutter to put on tefillin for the day at 3 o'clock in the morning. That'll be my anachas tefillin, and I'll make a bracha, and then I'll take them over at 3:30 and finished. So this is the question. Why does the Shulchan Aruch split? Why does the Shulchan Aruch say, you put the tefillin on, that's okay, but you don't make a bracha? So the truth is, if you look at Rabbeinu Peretz sounds like you can manage to make a bracha. So the Acharonim assume that what the Mechaber meant is as follows, that these would be the mitzvah of anachas tefillin. He wants to let the guy put on tefillin early. So, okay, so the Mechaber is willing to be maker. But these would be the bracha. We're not so convinced that Rabbeinu Peretz's svar is correct. So considering the bracha, it's better to wait to make the bracha until later. So Rav Moshe Feinstein suggested in one of his tshuvas that the Shulchan Aruch said that you should delay making the bracha. That's only if the option exists to delay making the bracha. Let's say a common scenario, let's say Misha Yaakov Frog would take at 6 o'clock in the morning, and you have to start davening at 5:30. So comes the Shulchan Aruch and says, put your tefillin on at 5:30, that's okay, because you're masking the derech, and then at 6 o'clock, make the bracha. Because since you have an option of making the bracha later, so it's better to make the bracha later. It says, Rav Moshe, let's say you have to put on tefillin at 4 o'clock in the morning, and they have to be off by 4:30, and there's no way whatsoever for you to put the tefillin on later during the course of the day. So says Rav Moshe, we're going to tell you not to make the bracha, so you're going to lose out the bracha entirely. So says Rav Moshe, then you could even make the bracha. That the Shulchan Aruch wasn't really opposed to making a bracha before Mishiyachir. The Shulchan Aruch was just saying, if you have a choice to make the bracha before Mishiyachir, yes, Mishiyachir, might as well wait till later. But if there is no choice, because it's going to come off now anyway, so says Rav Moshe, then you can even make the bracha before Mishiyachir. So Rav Moshe was Mepharis and Bispsak, and not mistaken, I think it was 1974. So I was a little boy then, but at the time when President Ford changed the clocks, when usually the clocks get changed in April, so because of the oil embargo, so they tried to make daylight savings time in the middle of February. So I'm sure many of you may remember, the problem is when you change the clock so early, so Netzachama isn't until 8:30 in the morning. So the problem is when Netzachama is so early, so Mishiyakir is about 7:30 or so. So anyone who had a daven at early minyan, people had a daven at 6:30, a quarter to 7 o'clock, they already had their tefillin off, they were on their way to work by the time Mishiyachar rolled around. So Rav Moshe at the time wrote that those people who have no eights of putting on tefillin later can put on tefillin even l'chatchil before Mishiyachar, they can even put on tefillin before Elos HaShachar, and they can even make a bracha on the tefillin at that point because it's mashkim l'derech. And the only reason why the Shulchan Aruch told you to delay the bracha was only because if you have a possibility to delay the bracha, then it's better to. But if you push comes to shove, if you have no choice, then Rav Moshe said that even the mechaber would permit you to make the bracha early. So this is an important fact to be aware of. Sometimes the people have to go early, so l'chatchil you try to delay the bracha. If for whatever reason you can, so then even in the mikveh, then you can make the bracha even literally in the middle of the night. So we mentioned that there was really a double machlokes between Rabbi Yosef Glil and Rabbi Akiva, which both machlokes revolved around how to dash on this pasuk. According to Rabbi Yosef Glil, there's a nisa deraisa that we're tefillin at night, and according to Rabbi Akiva, there's only a nisa derabbanan. But the second machlokes seemed to revolve around is what's the status of Shabbos and Yom Tov. Since Rabbi Yosef Glil said, miyamim yamima, that refers to tefillin, so we had a drasha, yamim below ko yamim, that you don't wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Rabbi Akiva doesn't accept that drasha, so what would the din be according to Rabbi Akiva? Do you wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov or not? So if we go back to the first of the Manakomos, so the right where we left off, the Gemara says, Nafkalim hechet and nafkalim Rabbi Akiva, the sign Rabbi Akiva Omer, that even Rabbi Akiva held that the Pasuk of Vishamarta is not referring to tefillin. Rabbi Akiva had a totally different drasha to tell me that you don't wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov. What's the drasha? Yachol yaviach adam tefillin b'shabbosos of Yom Tov. Am I much think that you wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov? Tamad Lomar. So Tamad Lomar b'hayla osa yadcha. We'll talk the false bit in echa. There's another pasuk, a totally different pasuk, which tells me that only weekdays which require an os, which they themselves are not intrinsically an os, they require the mitzvah of tefillin, where Shabbos and Yom Tov, which themselves are considered to be an os, so they don't require another os. That's Rabbi Akiva's drasha. So they say, the Rishonim write a little bit on Derech HaBashel, they quote Afishnayim Eidim Yachum Dover, that a person always needs two Eidim to remind them about their Baruch Shalom. So a person has his bris, so the bris is an oath bris, and you always need another oath. So on the weekdays, you need the oath of Tefillin, and on Shabbos, so you have the oath of Shabbos. So somebody asked the Chumash Hadeshim, if that's the real reason, that Afishnayim Eidim Yachum Dover, what would be the din if you have someone who doesn't have a bris mila? Let's say a person who, Meis Lechem Machas Mila, his brothers died from having brisim, so the doctor said 2 days you spent to have the bris. you're going to tell me that such an individual has to wear tefillin on Shabbos because he's missing the two osos? So the Rebbe Sessions says, no, those two osos thought it was a joke. That was just a malice, just a marshal biyama, just a cute remez that the Rishonim made up. The real makor is this pasuk. The pasuk says, yatu shabbos hashed atman os. That a person really only needs one os. So you need a bris milah wasn't in the chesed. It's either tefillin or Shabbos. So whether or not you personally have a bris milah, if it's Shabbos, then you don't need the os of tefillin. If it's a weekday, then you do need the os of tefillin. So halacha lemaisa, even though in the Shulchan Aruch we rejected the Yosei Galili's drasha about Laila, but concerning Shabbos and Yom Tov, we pass that, that you don't wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And the reason is because we accept this other drasha of Yatzi Shabbos as Yom Tovim, Shein Atzman Os. So comes Tosis in Masechas Menachos, the third of the Mamakamos, and wants to know what's beyond this drasha. The Gemara says you don't wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov because they're in Os. So what exactly does that mean? So says Tosfos, Yatzei Shabbos Yom Tov Shein Atzman Krim Os. Lo Mishum De'Asira Be'Asiyas Melacha. Says Tosfos, a first reaction would have been, why is Shabbos and Yom Tov considered to be an Os? What's unique about Shabbos and Yom Tov? So Pashup Shad, because it's an Issa Melacha, the definition of Os is defined in terms of an Issa Melacha. So comes Tosfos and says, no, that would not be a correct definition of Os. The Afilu Chol Shel Moed, the Shari Be'Asiyas Melacha, even on Chol HaMoed, where there technically is no Isser of Asiyas Malacha, at least in HaTorah, Tosfos is assuming there's no Isser Malacha on Chol HaMoed, Ika Os BePesach, the Osa BeChilas Chamet, or BeSukkos the Chayav BeSukkah. Or BeBas, the Moed Katan, Mash BeChol HaMoed Chayav. So comes Tosfos and says, on the one hand, we find that Chol HaMoed is Chayav in Tefillin. That's what Tosfos is assuming. So Tosfos is saying, wait a second, how can that be? What exactly defines os? Is, if you define os in terms of the Issa Melacha, so then you have to determine, is there an Issa Melacha on Chol HaMoed? There is no Issa Melacha on Chol HaMoed. Mashenken, if you define os in terms of the Mitzvah Sayom, so it also says there are Mitzvah Sayom on Chol HaMoed. The Mitzvah Sayom of Sukkah, the Mitzvah Sayom of Achilas Matz, of the Issa of Chometz. So Tosfos leaves us hanging. This is a snip from a long, long, long Tosfos about what's the status of Tefillin on Chol HaMoed. So basically the Rishonim are debating two issues. Fundamental machlokes of Rishonim, whether one wears tefillin on Chol HaMoed, which I spoke about the Arichas a couple of years ago here on Chol HaMoed, so just for the purpose of Hilchos Tefillin, we'll be makater, that there are two basic issues that the Rishonim raise in terms of tefillin on Chol HaMoed, namely, how exactly do you define Os? What is the defining feature of Os vis-a-vis Shabbos and Yom Tov? So if the defining feature is Issa Malacha, so the question becomes, is there an Issa Malacha on Chol HaMoed or not? So some Rishonim say that the Issur Malacha that we're familiar with on Chol HaMoed are in fact Issurim D'Araisa. And if such, that there is, to some degree, an Issa Malacha on Chol HaMoed min HaTorah, then Chol HaMoed would constitute a proper oath, and therefore one would be potter from Tefillin on Chol HaMoed. And according to other Rishonim, note that the Holy Sur Malacha on Chol HaMoed are only midrabanan. So means min HaTorah, there really is no such thing as an Issa Malacha on Chol HaMoed. If such, Chol HaMoed would not constitute an oath. So that whole discussion that half the Rishonim have as to how, what the nature of the Issa Malacha and Chol HaMoed is it Deraisa or Derabanan, that's assuming that the defining character of Os is the Issa Malacha. Then you have a whole different approach of Rishonim that say, no, it's not doing Malacha, Malacha is L'malav L'mayrin. What creates the day as being a Yom of an Os is there a Mitzvah Sayom? So whether you hold it, there is an Issa Malacha and Chol HaMoed Deraisa, Derabanan, the whole thing is irrelevant, since on Pesach and Sukkot there are Mitzvah Sayom on Chol HaMoed. So the Rishonim, at the end of the day, the Rishonim have a machlokes about this. It's kayadua from our practice that the Rishonim basically split on this. Half the Rishonim assume that there is a chiyuv of tefillin in HaTorah and Chol HaMoed, and the other half the Rishonim assume that there's no chiyuv of tefillin on Chol HaMoed whatsoever. The question becomes when we deal with days that there's no mitzvah of tefillin, such as Shabbos and Yom Tov, where we pass in Allah or Chol HaMoed, according to some Rishonim. So we have to ask ourselves, what exactly does that mean, that there's no mitzvah of tefillin on Shabbos, there's no mitzvah of tefillin on Yom Tov, according to some Rishonim, there's no mitzvah of tefillin on Chol HaMoed. So one can raise the following question, does that mean that one is potter from tefillin on these specific days? Or does that mean, no, not only is one potter from tefillin, but one is not allowed to wear tefillin. If one goes ahead and wears tefillin at a time when he's potter, that's considered to be an isser. Why in the world should somebody say such a thing? Where should somebody dream that whenever you're potter from a mitzvah, so it's also to do that mitzvah? So that comes back ultimately from that for the first of the Mamakomos. So we go back to the first of the Mamakomos. So five lines from the bottom of those Mamakomos. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Kol Meniach Tefillin Achash Kiyasachama Over Biasei, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Over Belav. The Gemara says that according to the Yosi Aglili, who says that you don't wear tefillin at night, because according to Yosef Glili, he dies from the pasuk b'shamarta as yamin v'lo leilos. So according to Yosef Glili, the Gemara says not only are you potter from tefillin at night, but it's also laniach tefillin b'layla. The person wears tefillin at night, according to Yosef Glili, he's in violation either of an isra say, or he's in violation of a lav. What's the isra say? What's the lav? The lashon v'shamarta. The Torah says v'shamarta, be careful. I.e., don't wear tefillin at a time when you're not supposed to wear tefillin. So according to Yosef Glili, it's clear that if a person wears tefillin at a time when he's not supposed to be wearing tefillin, when he's not mechuyav to be wearing tefillin, so it's not just that he's potter, there's something wrong with it. There's an issur derais involved, it's an aseir allowed. But the question is, does that carry over according to us? We don't paskin with Yosef Glili. We paskin that the phrase v'shamarta is meaningless. The phrase v'shamarta is talking about Korban Pesach, it's not even talking about tefillin. So according to the we paskin, that the reason why you don't wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov is based on Kshatim Osa Yadecha, Yatsu Shabbos Yom Tov, Shem Aslan Os. The Torah doesn't use the Lashon Shmira. The Torah doesn't say don't wear tefillin on Shabbos. It just says you're not mechuyev to. So the question is, Ladidon, that we've rejected Rabbi Yossi Aglili. So what's our take on tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov? Do we say that it's just a Ptur B'Yalma, but if you want to volunteer to wear it, do whatever you want? Or are we saying, no, that to wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov is an absolute issur? So comes the Shulchan Aruch, and the next in the Ramakamos, Shulchan Aruch, Chaim Siman Lamed Aleph, comes the Shulchan Aruch and Tzif Aleph and says, B'Shabbos v'Yom Tov, asur lahaniach tefillin. So the Mechaber starts out by saying, very clearly, that one is not permitted to wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov, v'pnei shehem atzban os, because of the fact that they're an os, v'imenicha behemos acher, and if a person wears tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov, so he's violating an avera. What's the nature of the avera? Hayazil zul oshalahem. So that's a denigration to Shabbos and Yom Tov. Here, Shabbos is such a gevaldika thing. Yom Tov is such a gevaldika oath. And the person goes in and says, no, Shabbos and Yom Tov is garnished. It's not enough of an oath. I have to go run to put on my tefillin also. So that's a zilzul. That's a prohibition of the oath of Shabbos and Yom Tov. So the Mechaber is taking a stand on this issue. The Mechaber is assuming that whenever you put the from tefillin, so you're not allowed to wear tefillin. So comes the Shulchan Aruch in 5 days, and shouldn't surprise us either. The Chol HaMoed, because the Mechaber happens to paskin that Chol HaMoed also there's no mitzvah tefillin. He sides against Tosfos. He paskins like the Rashba that there's no mitzvah tefillin in Chol HaMoed. So comes the Mechaber and says, "B'Chol HaMoed gam kein also laniach tefillin ve'tama zebiatzmo sheyemei Chol HaMoed gam him os." So this is the Shulchan Aruch puts two and two together. So the Shulchan Aruch paskin that Chol HaMoed is the same as Shabbos and Yom Tov, he also Chol HaMoed does constitute an oath, and the Shulchan Aruch paskins that whenever there's an oath, so you're not allowed to wear tefillin, that's a zilzul in the oath, so it's not so far-fetched for the Shulchan Aruch to make this conclusion, that a Chol HaMoed, you're not allowed to wear tefillin, that would be a violation of an Issa D'Oraisa to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. But again, this is because the Shulchan Aruch is taking stands on two issues. He's assuming Chol HaMoed equals Shabbos and Yom Tov, and he's assuming whatever you put there, so there's an Issa that goes hand in hand. But that's another reason. The Chabad himself doesn't say that. Others say that. Others say that's also a violation of Baltosis. Right? That's a shayla. Is that necessarily Baltosis? But there are others who say that. So comes the Ramah and says, even if the Shulchan Aruch is right concerning Shabbos and Yom Tov, that if a person wears tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov, he's in violation of an Isser, the Ramah says to carry that over to Chol HaMoed is totally not correct, because the Ramah side, like the other Rishonim, HaGov Yesh Om Shul Chol HaMoed Chayev B'Tefillin, he quotes the Tosfos, he quotes the Rosh, those Ashkenazi Rishonim, who said that in fact Chol HaMoed, now is it not also with tefillin on Chol HaMoed, but the Mechuyav Min HaTorah with tefillin on Chol HaMoed, and says the Ramah, and that's what the minhag was, V'chein Nogim B'chol Gulos Eil Amicham B'Moed U'Levarech Aleihem. The Ramah says that in Ashkenazim, were so convinced that they were right, that you have to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, that they held the Imamish make a bracha on it. Elish Eim Avarech Aleihem B'chol Rambam Beis HaKnesses Kvo Shayim Os HaShanah. The Rav says, but you shouldn't make the bracha too loud. It means that in some communities, the chazan gets up and he makes the bracha on aniach tefillin. He screams on the top as long as aniach tefillin. So he shouldn't do that on Chol HaMoed. Just in case there's some people out there who aren't making brachas, so you don't want to get into a fight. But the Rav holds that aniach tefillin, you're going to make a bracha. So really, we have two total extremes in the Shulchan Aruch itself about what should I take beyond tefillin on Chol HaMoed. The Mechaber says that you're potter, and therefore you're asur. Two and two go together. And according to the Ramah, no, I can't. Your mom is chayev, and you have to make a bracha. So there were a lot of poskim who were nervous about this. They weren't sure who's right. They don't want to be machriya between the Mechaber and the Ramah. We don't want to make a bracha levatolam. We don't want to be over surim, and we don't. On the other hand, we don't want to lose out a mix of tefillin. So the Taz and other poskim came up with the following etza. that when do we say that there's an issur to wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov and Chol HaMoed? That's only when you're doing it for Torah's mitzvahs tefillin. If I put on tefillin on Shabbos, that's an issur deraisa. Put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed, according to the Mechrab, that's an issur deraisa. But what if I'm taking leather straps and I wrap them around my arm and my head, just happen to be in the same place as tefillin are, but I'm not doing it l'shem mitzvah, so then presumably that's not an issur. So comes the Taz, another Achlam quote us and say, what a person should try to do is to play it safe according to everybody. It means if you put tefillin on Chol HaMoed, so number one, don't make a bracha, because according to the Shulchan Aruch, it's a bracha levatala. And number two, don't put it on the Shein Mitzvah exactly. Have in mind the following, complicated tonight. That in Timsaloma, that the Shulchan Aruch is right, that you're not supposed to be wearing tefillin today. So I'm not wearing tefillin. These are black straps on my arm. I'm not doing with Torah's Mitzvah. Just in case the Ramah's right, and hini muchum zubum l'shem, kutcha bricha shchid, kutcha bricha shchid, mitzvah tefillin. So you have your cake and eat it. So that's the eighth that's on the Chol now. So basically, there are three different permutations in the poskim halacha l'maaseh in terms of tefillin and Chol HaMoed. So the most extreme is the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, who says that it's quoting the Shittas of Rashba, that you put on tefillin and Chol HaMoed, and therefore you should not be wearing tefillin and Chol HaMoed. According to the Ramaz, the total other extreme, that you chayv and tefillin and Chol HaMoed, and therefore you have to make a bracha, and you don't need any tanai, no kunsim, you chayv b'teres v'adai. And you have the middle ground that some achronim came up with, is that we're not really sure, so therefore we want to play it safe, so we're not going to make a bracha. On the other hand, we're going to do it with a quasi kavana that in the slumma that we're chayav, then we'll have kavana. If we're not chayav, then we won't have kavana. That's a big shaila. Is there such a thing as this tanai by mitzvah? So these achronim are assuming that you can play this game in mitzvahs. That's a big question. Many achronim said you can't play these games when it comes to mitzvahs. You can do a mitzvah la tanai. There's a omer and an avinez by afikomer. You have a magen avraham kriyashma. You have an assortment in different places in Shulchan Aruch where the poskim speak about doing mitzvah tonight. The other achronim say that tonight doesn't make any sense by mitzvahs, because the Gemara has a klal in Maseches Ksubos that milsa the leisa b'shlichus leisa b'tonight. That whatever I can't appoint a shliach for, I can't make a tonight for either. So I can't appoint a shliach to put on tefillin for me. It means I don't want to get up tomorrow morning early. I'll sleep super duper late. It's a day off tomorrow, so I'll sleep really, really late. And I'll pay a guy $5 to get up in the morning to put on tefillin for me. So that doesn't work. So some achronim said that the same way you can't appoint a shliach for mitzvah, so you can't make a tanai for mitzvah. And others say that klal and ksubos doesn't apply here for some technical reason. So these are the three basic shittas that appear in the poskim, which in fact all three of these shittas have their followers bizman hazeh. Historically, the minhagim changed a little bit in terms of the tefillin and Chol HaMoed. That the Beis Yosef writes that the original minhag in the Sephardi communities in Sephardi itself in Spain. So the Beis Yosef writes the original minhag was used to wear tefillin and Chol HaMoed. And the Ashkenazi communities, for sure they were tefillin and Chol HaMoed. That Tosfos in the Rosh, they were the Chachmei Ashkenaz, so for sure they were tefillin and Chol HaMoed. Those individuals who held that you don't wear tefillin and Chol HaMoed seem to have been the minority view in the days, in the early days in the Rishonim. So what changed, what tipped the balance? So the Beis Yosef writes, what changed was like this, that once the Zohar became mefursam in Spain, So it says in the Zohar that you're not allowed to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. And the Zohar says, you wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, it's a terrible avera, and you chayav misa, and it's a disaster. So the people got nervous, they read the Zohar, so the Beis Yosef writes that there are many of the people in Spain changed the minhag. Many of the Rabbanim in Spain changed the minhag, and they started to follow those Rishonim. There was always an opinion Rishonim that said that you're potter, but that became the more prevalent day amongst the Sephardim, to such a point that by the time the Shulchan Aruch came around, so it was an open and shut case for the Shulchan Aruch, by the time the Mechaba Paskin, so he passed him straight out, like the minhag amongst all the Sephardim was not to wear tefillin and Chol HaMoed, whereas the Ramah was still paskening like Tosfos in the Rosh, the ones who went to the Zohar in Europe. So they were more into the Gemara, the Tosfos in the Rosh. So the Tosfos in the Rosh seemed to conclude that you do have to wear tefillin and Chol HaMoed. So what happened later? So a couple hundred years later, then the Hasidim came along. So the Hasidim also brought the Zohar back to life. So it says in the Zohar not to wear tefillin, so they followed the minhag of the Zohar. And the Vilna Gaon came along for a different reason. The Vilna Gaon thought that the Ikra Din was against the Ramah. The Vilna Gaon writes on this Ramah that he thought that the Ramah sheet, there's no source in the Gemara whatsoever. He thought the Mechab is 100% right. I think the Rashba is right, that there's no Tefillin Chol HaMoed whatsoever. So at the end of the day, what ended up happening was, you ended up that the Sephardim all assume that you don't wear Tefillin Chol HaMoed. The Hasidim all assumed you don't wear Tefillin Chol HaMoed. And the Talmidei HaGro assumed that you don't wear Tefillin Chol HaMoed. Who was the diehards? Who was still holding on to the old minhag? Was the Ramah? Was the Ashkenazim? Was still following the Ramah's minhag? So what happened historically was in Eretz Yisrael, when the minhag in Eretz Yisrael became formulated, so there were three driving forces in being kaveh the minhag in Eretz Yisrael b'zman hazeh, in the last 200 years. So one was the Sephardim, because there were many, there was Sephardim who had been around already for hundreds of years. The second group of individuals were the Hasidim, the earlier Tamim, the Baal Shem Tov who came to Eretz Yisrael, and the early Tamim, but the Grohl came to Eretz Yisrael. So whenever you had something that the Sfaradim, the Hasidim, and the Goyim all agreed upon, that became the Minhag in Eretz Yisrael, the Chayf Lo Yava. That's what happened. You had the three pillars of Psach and being covered in Minhag in Eretz Yisrael to such an extent that today in Eretz Yisrael, it's unheard of anybody to wear tefillin publicly. Privately, you still have some people who do, but publicly, nobody would ever walk into the shul and we shouldn't be walking into a regular Eretz Yisrael to communion with tefillin on. The Minhag in Eretz Yisrael is in fact not to wear tefillin. Whereas in other communities, so it depends. The Sfaradim don't, and the Chassidim don't, and the Tamidei Agra don't, and the other standard Ashkenazim do. So there are different minhagim. But a kol poim, it all boils down to this question of how precisely you define oath. Is oath defined in terms of the Issa Malacha? And then it'll depend on is Malacha Chalamoy Deraisa Deravan, or does it depend upon Mitzvah Sayom, which clearly there are Mitzvah Sayom on Chalamoy. This question that ultimately stems from the Gemara, where the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, that whenever you're putter from tefillin, so there's an issa to wear tefillin, and we're not sure whether that carries over to us, because we don't really pass like Rabbi Yossi Aglili. So this chaps another nachkamina also, leaving out the chalamoid issue, just in terms of the Shabbos issue. Halach lemaisa, a person wants to put on tefillin on Shabbos. Good, he wants, he's not going to make a bracha. He wants to still, hearing mucham zum l'shem mitzvah still, isn't there anything wrong with doing that? So the Mechaber said that's a problem. So not everyone agreed to the Shulchan Aruch on this, and there may even be steerers within the post came about this. So comes the Mishnah Berurah, the last of the Maamar Kamos, and quotes that there's a very important, relevant shayla that stems from this, whether there's a real issa gomer to put on tefillin on Shabbos. Usually, most people are not running to put on tefillin on Shabbos, but the shayla that does come up is as follows. Says the Mishnah Berurah on the bottom of our Mekomas, also laniach, tafilu betiltol yeshomim gam kin de asur, im lo letzorach gufim amakomam, kishar klishim lach tal yisar. That there are some folks who said that tefillin have the status on Shabbos, what's called the klishim lach tal yisar. So klishim lach tal yisar basically means, when you have a kli that the majority of the use of this particular kli is for things you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, a pencil. So there are certain tzrachim you could use a pencil for on Shabbos. Like in theory, you could use a pencil to point to a sefer, but most of the time you use a pencil to write with. So pencil is called the klishim malach to the yisr. So what's the din of klishim malach to the yisr? So the Gemara says in Masech Shabbos that a klishim malach to the yisr, you're allowed to move the tzrach gufo, the tzrach mekomo. Let's say if I want to use the pencil for something else, I want to use the pencil to point to my Gemara. So technically speaking, you're allowed to do that on Shabbos. I'm not recommending it, but technically speaking, if you want to keep the place in your sefer, you're allowed to pick up a pencil and a point on Shabbos. Or the tzrach mekomo. Let's say the pencil is sitting down at my table and I want to put my Gemara down. There's no other place for me to put my Gemara down. So then I'm allowed to pick the pencil up and move it away. That's klishim lach to yisr. There's mutal tzrach gufo umekomo. However, if it's what's called mechama letzel, let's say the reason why I want to move the pencil is because I'm afraid someone's going to remove the pencil, someone's going to take the pencil, it's going to get broken or something, so then I'm not allowed to move it. Klishim lach to yisr is only mutal tzrach gufo umekomo, not mechama letzel, not just for the purpose of protection, but as a klishim lach to heter is mutter either letzrach gufo or letzrach mekomo or mechama letzel, if you have a chair. So a chair is usually used for davar shel heter. So let's say I left the chair outside and it's starting to rain, so I'm allowed to bring the chair in. If I left my hammer outside and I'm afraid it's going to start to rain, it's going to get ruined, I'm not allowed to bring the hammer in. That's mechama letzel. But to bring my chair in, so that's mutter. So the chareim and machlekes, what is tefillin? Is tefillin the klishim lach to heter? Is tefillin the klishim lach to yisr? So some achrenim said that it's a problem. It's klishim lach to yisr. And what's the rationale? Because we're afraid that it's going to because it's treated as a klishim lach to yisr because there's an isr to wear tefillin on Shabbos. So that original issue, which was really a hilchos tefillin issue, now affects hilchos muktzah as well. So according to the simple psach of the Shulchan Aruch, that there's an issur to wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov, so tefillin are considered to be a klishim lach to yisr, so you're only allowed to move it letzach kufa makomo. The Yesh Omrim, and there are others who say no. The Chadesh La Yiplo Shul Yignevum Nami Mutal Talfa Mimachum Lamapam. There are others who say no. That basically tefillin are considered to be a klishim lach to heter, because there really is no issur per se to wear tefillin on Shabbos. It's a ptur from wearing tefillin on Shabbos. So therefore, if it's even mechamal tefillin would be mutal makom with chak Yesh Lahokel. So the Mishnah Berurah is make of a shas of chak. If you're really honest to goodness afraid that the tefillin are going to get ruined, so then you're technically speaking allowed to pick them up and move them. But everybody agrees. Let's say the tefillin are in the way. It happens all the time. You walk at the shul and there's a tefillin is sitting on your chair. So if there's another chair there and it's not so tight in the shul, you can just move over. So then the post can say, you're not supposed to move a klishim lach to liyis letzorach mekomo unless there's a real tzarech. But let's say there's a real tzarech, that's the only seat that's available in shul and there's a bris tefillin on it. So then according to everybody, you're allowed to pick up the tefillin and just put them away somewhere. because it's a, at worst, it's a klishim lachtaliyasa. So if it's a klishim lachtaliyasa, what's tzarech mekomo is in fact going to be mutter, and we're not even sure that it's a klishim lachtaliyasa. It may, honestly, be, it may really be a klishim lachtalahetim. So I call upon him, in terms of the zman tefillin, so there are two basic sugyas that the Gemara raises, the issue of tefillin balayla and the issue of tefillin on Shabbos. So tefillin balayla was a machlekes atanoim, whether it's nisa deraisa with tefillin at night or nisa derabanan. We pass it's only nisa derabanan. Since it's only nisa derabanan, when the gezeira doesn't apply, like mashkin l'derech, so tach a mutter to put on tefillin in the middle of the night. And although the Shulchan Aruch says you should delay the bracha until the correct time, if you're stuck, shasat chagodol, so you may even be able to make the bracha even mamash in the middle of the night. Then the second issue in terms of Shams and Yom Tov, even though we reject the Yossi's drasha of the Shemarta, but we hold based on a different pasuk that you don't wear a tefillin on Shams and Yom Tov, and the Rishon Rana Machlaik is whether Shams and Yom Tov includes Chol HaMoed, depending on your definition of oath, so the different minhagim that exist in Chai Yisrael based on the different opinions of the Rishonim. And then the concluding issue in terms of whenever we speak about not wearing tefillin on a particular day, does it necessarily mean that there's an Isser? And if it means there's an Isser, that's going to have ramifications in terms of Vilchus Mukhs as well.
No. You came out last time, so you have to go finalize. And it goes by itself. Stop. But you go stop, finalize, record. Okay.